specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment. Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Credit card debt is evil. They lure you in with their discounts and 0% financing, but at the end of the day, you're still sitting there with a mounted credit card debt with a high interest rate. Well, here's the good news. If you're a homeowner, there's never been a better time to do a cash-out refinance. Use the equity in your house to pay off those high interest rate credit cards once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Apply online for your cash-out refinance at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Squeal like a pig. And I mean that in the good sense.
I saw Deliverance.
We're about to get in his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse as we extend Christmas one more day. And if you weren't in the Christmas spirit throughout Christmas, that changed today if you heard Limey sing Let There Be Peace on Earth. Buddy, if that doesn't do it, nothing will. My daughter sang, he sang, it was wonderful. You think, oh, I didn't hear the first hour. Too bad. That'll teach you to listen to the whole show. We're brought to you today by,
Podcast
by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. We'll talk more about them after this.
Hey!
Got about 30 minutes worth of introductions here. Let's start with the man from Birmingham, England. That's right. He cannot sing. He is now the worst singer I've ever heard. Limey Trevor Phillips. Say hello to somebody.
Hello to my mom and dad, and of course, God Save the Queen.
We offered a special postseason. This is very rare to be invited to sit in on the Playhouse. Rare indeed, and I hope you appreciate it. Our tech guy, Taylor Nickerson, say hi to somebody.
I am honored to be here in the Playhouse, and I want to say hi to everybody, and a Merry Christmas.
All-inclusive. That's the kind of guy he is. Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, in the house with his trouser mouse.
question if I only had a brain.
I'm sure I probably lost a listener today, so I can't believe how you this. Dan doesn't have a brain. That's horrible. I'm not listening anymore. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're with Stiefel, and you can get a second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Absolutely free. Just go to Mark and Jason.
You sound unprepared.
I know. Just call. Just give them a
just
call.
Just call. You're really unprepared.
Just call them.
Wow. You know what? You're so excited over that shirt I got.
It is. The shirt is awesome.
Are people going to see that on our page?
Yes. Okay. I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Okay. Continue.
Stiefel is a member, SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
And hello, everybody. And The Wizard of Oz was on over the weekend, too, and I watched it. Wow. Great.
When we just did that, Mark, it sounded like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I mean, so many of us in here.
It was.
Now, we have a guy named Tim Woodburn. You go, oh, I know, he's the news guy. Oh, no. Oh, wait, he's more. Yes. He is, as they say in Birmingham, England, a private dick. Say hi to your sponsor, Tim.
Gateway Investigations is my PI firm. We've been in business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the Better Business
Bureau. That's about as good a rating as you can get, A-plus.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And we can help you find anybody that you've been wanting to get in touch with this holiday season. Long-lost relative, an ex, maybe somebody you just lost touch with. If you can't find them, I can find them for you. I have a $150 guarantee. If I don't find them, I don't charge you. So if you'd like to find somebody you can't find and need some help, email me. At tim@gatewaypi.net.
This next man has a website. It's billontheroad.com because he's always on the road. He's not today. He's in the studio. He's Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
He sounds different with his new haircut. Maybe it's just me.
Sounds good.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Hi again.
And to ever, whoever you are out there, low-down, dirty scum, spreading the rumor that Rat Boy is dead, what a horrible, horrible, vicious, nasty thing to say without any evidence or proof. We choose to not believe it. We're holding out hope. Yes, he's been missing for a while, but that doesn't mean anything, really. I can still hear him. It's like he's right here saying,
Steve.
Yeah, did you guys hear that? Did you hear that?
I heard it.
Yeah, it's like he's still here. And crank this music up for a second. That is a live studio orchestra. No other show. No other show has it. And they're never going to get these guys. Bruce Lipprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yep.
Wow, good.
So good. So good.
I got you.
James Brown, thank you. Brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Our kitchen this holiday season was filled with the wonderful aroma of foods from the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, warmed up in our ovens to make it seem as if they'd been cooked in our home. Now, our kitchen's going to be fine for quite a while because it doesn't get a lot of use. It got a lot of use, meaning bodies in the kitchen. But we did, and I'll talk about it in a minute, we did get the major part of our meal from Smokehouse, and it was it's the finest meat I have ever tasted. Was the beef tenderloin we got from the Smokehouse. A toothless person could gum that meat and chew it. That is so good. But back to the kitchen. Thompson Price is in not just the kitchen remodeling business, but the bathroom remodeling business. If you look at any display home, usually the two major focal points and what will sell that house is the kitchen, the master bathroom. When women look at a house, they want to see that kitchen, and they are extremely critical of master bathrooms. They know exactly what they want, what they don't want. I didn't know what a Jack and Jill, you know what Jack and Jill bathroom is? You know what that is?
No. Him and hers?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a him and hers thing. Yeah. And I might add, a great idea. The longer you're married, the more you want that. Completely separate. Let's just go all the way. Homes. Separate homes to live in. But the Jack and Jill. But there are thousands of ideas for kitchens and bathrooms. You only know a few. You've looked at magazines, and I'm talking primarily to women because I do believe women are the ones that control the whole, that whole decision-making process about how the kitchen's going to end up and what the master bathroom is going to be. We have very little to say about it, but that's okay. because you take your ideas and their ideas and put them together, and you're going to come up with something magnificent and something perfect. It will be the perfect kitchen or bathroom. The bathroom that does not exist in any home, I don't care if it's a $5 million house, this kitchen and bathroom is not in it, because there's only one that was designed specifically for you, and that'll be the one that Thompson Price designed. So remember, make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to when you go to get bids for kitchen or bathroom remodeling. If you want a complete remodel, I'm not talking about the $5,000, let's paint some cabinets and change the knobs. I'm talking about a real remodel. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com. A lot to cover here. My kids, we don't do big extravagant gifts. There's no wow, something under the tree, like, you know, the motorcycle or something. We a lot of the stuff we opened came from a store I've never been in, but I'm going to go this week after I saw some of the presents we opened. It's called Five Below.
Oh yes.
So it's like $5 and under. You can't believe the neat stuff.
Oh, I've free been commercial, there several times.
Free commercial for them. But I'm going to go this week because my daughter is the one in the family who has a knack for knowing exactly what to get somebody that they'll actually like it. And I like to open fun things. You know, socks are nice and necessary, but I like the idea of just opening a lot of little things. And so that's what we did. And what they got me was a little digital recorder. Now, I don't know that it came from that store, because it's probably a little more than $5, but it's a, you've seen them, it's like a dictation. It's just a digital recorder with a printed set of, it's actually like an outline instructions. They want me to, over time, record everything I can remember about my life. And we've talked about this before, and it's a great idea. Before people pass away, just have them lay out everything they can remember. And my first memory is walking to kindergarten. And I'll mention that. It's the very first thing in my life I remember was walking to kindergarten. And there was a swimming pool that had no water in it because it was not the season, and it was a woman's home. It was a concrete pool and was empty. I still remember seeing that as I walked into the house where the kindergarten was. So over time, everything that I can remember, I'll share with them. And I just think it's a great idea. And we've talked about this before, but what happens is most people talk about it and never do it. And then the next thing you know, dad's gone, or mom's gone, or grandpa's gone, and we never really got her story or his story. So I'm glad they gave me that. I'm glad they gave me the outline. Watched a couple of movies over this past few days. One I had seen before, but I forgot how good it was. Nicolas Cage is a crazy, crazy guy. Oh, but yeah. I like watching him because I think he's probably in real life really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Family Man. Have you ever have you
seen great
it?
Movie.
I've seen that.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
With Tia Leone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a terrific
family movie.
And I just had forgotten all about it. Then we went to the movie theater yesterday, and we saw All the Money in the World. This is the movie that was reshot after Kevin Spacey was proven to be a perverted, sick weirdo and an a-hole. They had to reshoot more of it than I realized till I saw the movie with Christopher Plummer. Now, the turnaround time is incredible. It wasn't that long ago that the Spacey news hit, and he was sort of blacklisted. They called everybody together, reshot. You're not going to believe it. It's incredible, and it's in the theaters already.
Wow.
And Christopher Plummer, I believe it was all for the best, because I think he's probably a better J. Paul Getty than Spacey would have been. All the Money in the World essentially is the story of J. Paul Getty when his son was kidnapped, his grandson. And I remember this. I was young, but I remember the kidnapping of his grandson. John Paul Getty at the time was the richest man in the world, and they kidnapped his grandson.
How did he become the richest man?
Oil, I believe.
Okay.
I believe. Went to Chuck's Boots on Saturday, and I took my daughter-in-law and my other son's girlfriend and got them their Christmas boots, if you will. And while I was there, I saw some killer cowboy shirts. So I bought one for me and one for Dan. They're identical. We're never going to wear them together, Dan, because that looks gay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it had a couple of guitars on them. We're going to put a picture of Dan in his shirt on the Facebook page.
Already did.
Chuck's Boots. And yes, Yes, the man that owns it owns this radio station. But at no time did he make it part of our deal that I had to speak for Chuck's Boots. I volunteered to do that as part of the deal after I went in there. So we went in Saturday, and we're waited on by a woman named Micah, who is just beyond, I mean, she's so good at what she does. So the girls were happy. They walked out with some killer boots, and Dan and I got a couple of cool shirts out of it, cowboy shirts. And what's amazing to me, I looked in the tag. These are the West, cowboy. Mm-hmm. These are Western, Scully, made in China.
Yeah.
Made in China.
Cool shirt, though.
Ought not to be. Great shirt.
China's got cowboys.
They do. Do they?
Oh, yeah.
You ever go to one of the... ever go to the Lodeo? The Chinese Lodeo? Woohoo! Yeah. Let's go, Buckaloo. I haven't either. I don't know if they have rodeos. Friday, Thursday night, actually, I look at the thermostat, and it says it's like 64 in the house, and I know it's supposed to be closer to 70. Burned a component in the heating and cooling system. They showed it to me. Matheny came out Friday morning, first thing.
Whoa!
And they showed me this part and told me what it was, some capacitor circuit, something. And when I saw the forecast, I thought, oh, man, it's always this way. This is when it is. I think the heating and cooling system like have their own independent thought process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's get the cold.
Capacitor went
let's
bad.
Get him. Let's get him.
The bad capacitor.
Yeah, let's conk out on him here. Let the family freeze to death.
Well, I could not be more complimentary of Matheny right now. We just got a brand new HVAC system, new condenser, new furnace, new everything, and I could not be more complimentary.
Unsolicited testimonial.
The Matheny army came out, the 4 or 5 trucks, and they all got out, and they had it done. They said 8 to 4. It was done by 1.
Wow.
Amazing.
Whole new system. Ooh.
Whole new system.
Yeah. Kyle.
Nice and toasty.
Kyle was the guy who came out. Way to go, Kyle. Good job. Heat's working fine. Everybody's nice and warm. And we need it with what's coming up. Sunday night, folks, -1. Tonight, 5 or 6 degrees. You know what a butter bell is?
No.
My buddy the rat at the lake introduced us to this. And now we have one.
I know what a butter face is, but I don't know a butter bell.
We have one in our kitchen now. Check this out. I can't stand trying to spread cold butter. You know, in a restaurant, they bring out those little cardboard things, and they're so cold you can't spread it.
Can't stand that.
At home, you take it out of the refrigerator. Not with a butter bell. A butter bell, you pack butter in. It looks like a bell when you turn it upside down and put it in water. And air never gets to the butter. It's always room temperature. You turn it upside down, and there's your butter. It is the simplest, and it's from the 1800s or 1700s. It's one of those so simple discoveries. You go, how in the world did I not know about this? So now in our kitchen on the center island sits a butter bell. You pick it up and turn it upside down, and there's fresh, soft butter room temperature. You do not need a refrigerator, and it will last every bit as long as it will in the refrigerator.
Wow.
Thank you, Rat. For the butter bell. Thanks for telling us about it. As I said, all our food came from the smokehouse market. Beef tenderloin, shrimp, as good a shrimp as I've ever had in my life, and pecan pie and cherry pie. And whipped garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh.
You call ahead. We call 2 weeks ahead. Picked it up on Saturday morning.
No effing pie?
No effing pie.
No effing pie.
No effing pie.
Good.
Kinky Boots is coming to the Peabody Opera. Now, I say this because I know that if you're like me, you can't get enough drag queen musicals.
Oh, yeah.
You could not pay. Well, you could. If you give me $10,000, I'll go see. Do you know what Kinky Boots is about?
No.
All right, I'm going to read you. I just printed out. Here's the story. It's based on a true story, which I didn't know. By the way, this is a Harvey... Firestein, that's his name, Dan. Oh. You know
yes,
him.
Yes, Harvey Firestein.
Yeah. No Dan more. Dan does a great Harvey Firestein. So here's the deal. It's a young Brit, Limey. Now, yep. You know the story?
I do.
You do know the Kinky Boots story?
I do know the Kinky Boots story.
All right, tell us the story. I'll see how accurate it is.
Okay, so this guy inherited a shoe factory.
His name is Charlie Price.
Charlie Price from his dad.
Kiss an angel, good morning.
That's Charlie Price.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And unfortunately, it was failing, and his company was going to go out of business, and everybody that worked there was going to lose his job. One day, he came up with the fantastical idea about making shoes, ladies' shoes that can be worn for men, drag queens and the like. And his business took off, and he made a lot of money from it. And there was even a movie. If you don't want to go see the musical, I would recommend watching the movie. There's no singing, and it is pretty funny.
All right, you're very close here. This young Brit, Charlie Price, left his family's shoe business to go live with his girlfriend in London. His dad dies unexpectedly, so he has to go back to what is a struggling shoe factory. Limey was right, and tries to keep the business alive. This is where Lola comes in. Lola is a drag queen, a well-known drag queen, and she gives Charlie the idea, as Limey said, to create ladies' shoes for men. This is where I'm out already. I don't want to see this. So they start turning out what they call kinky boots, and I don't know the rest of the story, but I'm guessing it was very successful. As Paul Harris would say, the rest doesn't story.
No, it's Paul Harvey what that is says it? That. Paul Harvey does that, yeah.
And they become good friends. I know this is going to sound hateful. I don't hate anybody. I really don't. I know there's not anybody I hate. I can't stand looking at drag queens. It gives me the creeps. Seeing a guy girdled down with pantyhose on, and I just don't like it. I don't want to look at it. I will not be, if you go, don't look for me in the audience at Kinky Boots. I won't be there.
And we were going to put you in my private box, Frank.
No.
What we were going to do is have
That's
you.
That's Harvey Fierstein, by the way.
In the private box, looking Herb, over.
Herb, thank you for the commish bread. As always, it's terrific. Every year, Herb makes commish bread and brings it by. Thank you, Herb. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa. Yeah, who wants to tell me what Kwanzaa is and what it means and anything?
I'm out.
Now we in all fairness, we have no black people in here.
No,
because we have that sign.
It's
out
about
there.
African heritage or something. I'm not sure. Something like that.
Now see what I just did. I said we have no blacks here because we have that sign outside. I'm going to leave it at that, and everybody will have to wonder what sign. What does it say? There is no sign. I just said that just to make people weird.
I'm black from the waist down.
The sign's inside.
Are you?
But I've mentioned that before.
That's racist. That's stereotyping, yeah. And it's racist.
Well, you have to be black to celebrate Kwanzaa?
No, you don't. That's one of the frequently asked questions. The 10 most asked questions, very good, was can white people celebrate it? You can't. Here's what I don't buy. I pulled up a couple of things on Kwanzaa. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It has nothing to do with religion at all. It was started in 1966 by Dr. Maulina Karenga, a black activist and professor of black studies at California State University, Long Beach, California. It's based on the cultures of Yorubas, Igbos, Ashantis, Zulus, and other African tribes. It runs for 7 days, starting today through January 1st. They actually have it's not a menorah. You know, we have our star, and they have, it's called a kinara. It's a seven-branched candle holder. I guarantee you there aren't 10 people that know about this. Now, here's what it says, though. It says 18 million people celebrate Kwanzaa. Wow. No, they don't. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Is this like Cinco de Mayo, where the Mexicans needed a holiday, so we just said, we're going to take over Cinco de Mayo?
Well, somebody, a person just said, okay, I'm going to call it Kwanzaa, and here's what it means. But there's no way 18 million people celebrate Kwanzaa.
It's almost like Festivus with Frank Costanza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't buy the 18 million people. I just don't. And I think if you ask anybody, black or white, what is Kwanzaa supposed to celebrate? Or they wouldn't know. They go, our heritage. Okay. But happy Kwanzaa to anybody. You're welcome.
Real quick, Frank, I knew you were going to talk about Kwanzaa.
So you did?
In the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So this Maulana Karenga, who created Kwanzaa in 66, this is the part of Kwanzaa that just it gives me the willies. He says that initially when it was meant to be an alternative to Christmas, and that one of their beliefs was that Jesus was psychotic. And that Christianity was a white religion that black people should shun. I mean, this was sort of based in religion back in the late 60s.
Well, that professor was a black activist and very sort of a separationist. And
Jesus was psychotic?
I don't buy the 18 million people. Yeah. I don't buy that. Now, before I bring the girls in, Tim wouldn't know this, Limey wouldn't know this, but for, my goodness, 25, 30 years... There are three cold weather jokes that are the best of the best cold weather jokes ever. I'm going to do them this week because this is a cold week and weekend, and we try to hit it at the part of the year where we just don't think it can be much colder. And it's not, it can't. One below on Sunday? Come on. So it's with great pleasure that I'll be presenting one of those jokes. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Picture... an Amish buggy. Those are the hooves. And in the buggy on a cold, cold, bitter cold winter day, the kind of day where when that horse pulling that buggy drops a road apple, steam comes off of it for a half hour. Yeah, that cold. And an Amish mother and her daughter are riding along in this buggy, and the daughter is shivering. And she says, Mom, she says... my hands are so cold. They're freezing cold. And the Amish mother says, well, honey, put your hands between your legs and they'll warm up. It works. Go ahead. Do it. She does, and her hands warm up. It's warm down there. So the next day, the girl, the daughter, is riding in the buggy with her boyfriend. It's still cold. It is, but... still bitter, bitter cold. The kind of cold where the horse, when it exhales, the nostrils, two big streams of that freezing vapor come out. And her boyfriend says, man, my hands are freezing. And the Amish girl says, well, my mother showed me something that worked. It's very warm between my legs. And my hands were freezing, and she had me put them down there, and they warm. Why don't you put your hands between my legs? And her boyfriend says, sure, he does, and they ride along, and he's got his hand, and his hands warm up. He says, well, your mom is right. This works. The next day, he has to take the buggy out, and it's like a carpooling thing, where he takes the girl into town, and the families are good friends for a long time, so there's no issue here, but he is a teenage boy. So the next day, they're going to be freezing cold again, and he looks at the girl, the Amish girl, and says, you know, my nose is so cold. It is just, it feels like it's going to break off. She says, well, let's try what worked with the hands. Put your nose between my legs. So he does. He buries his face down there, and they ride along for a while. He pops up and goes, hey, whoo, my nose is all warmed up. Later on the way back home, he looks at the Amish girl and he says, oh, man, my penis is frozen. In fact, look, it's like a frozen sickle. And sure enough, he says, it's like solid ice. Look. She says, well, you know what works. And I don't have to tell you what happened then. He put it and 2 days later, the girl's riding with her mom again in the buggy. And she looks at her mom and she says, you know, Mom, boys' penises are, they're weird, aren't they? And her mom, whoa, pulls back on the reins and she says, what did you just say to me? She says, I said, boys' penises are really weird. She goes, honey, you shouldn't know anything about, how do you know anything about boys' penises? She says, well, I don't know a lot, but I do know this. They sure make a mess when they thaw out.
McBride and Sons. Sun Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and seven-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he was drinking the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier-ness. Deal.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. You know, the only thing worse than credit card debt is high interest rate credit card debt. The payments are made month after month, but the balances never come down. Great news for homeowners. Mortgage interest rates continue to be at their lowest levels while home values are skyrocketing. There's never been a better time to do a cash out refinance. Let's get that mortgage payment down and get you the cash you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online for your cash out refinance today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 and holiday cash for use to closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Buying a home should be one of the most exciting times of your life. Don't let that experience go sideways by working with the wrong mortgage lender. Choosing the right lender is just as important as choosing the right house. At the Home Loan Expert office, we will get you pre-approved the day you call in and walk you through the entire process to ensure a perfect closing. If you're even considering buying a home, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
All right, let's go out to Southern California. What do you say? Check in with Mike Evans. That is made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market. And every Christmas, we either get a turkey or we'll do beef tenderloin. We call a couple of weeks ahead, and you should have seen the crowd, the line of people, Saturday morning at the Smokehouse Market. It was Saturday or Sunday? Shoot, I'm losing track of everything. Could have been Sunday morning.
Out the door?
Oh, my goodness. At the Smokehouse, waiting to pick up things they had ordered for Christmas.
and everything is done. It's perfect. That beef tenderloin, I have never, ever in my life had meat that was that good and that tender. Smokehouse Market, of course, and Annie Guns are next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Mondays. Reservations absolutely necessary for dinner at Annie Guns and gift cards. My daughter's boyfriend bought a gift card while we were picking up our food there. They sell thousands of gift cards because there's nobody who doesn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans. Hello, Homer.
Hold on. Sipping wine for myself, taking my eat.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That Tom.
Mm-hmm. Tom Sainer.
Over at Annie Guns, one of the nicest guys you will ever meet in your life.
He's a very nice guy.
Riz is a great guy.
And nice is okay, but that won't make a successful restaurant. In addition to being nice, he flat out knows how to run a restaurant.
That's right. Happy New Year, Holly.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
We can do that Thursday, actually.
This week's pop quiz theme, how well do you remember 2017? Today, name the name of the person Taylor Swift gave a shout out to during her halftime performance at the Super Bowl back in February.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Her mom, Donald Trump, or Ellen DeGeneres? Answer in a minute. Ooh. Hot scoop, Paul McCartney, Sting, and Bruce Springsteen. All working together, planning a concert and or tour together with all the money going to anti-Trump efforts. Oh, Paul McCartney, goodness. Sting, and Bruce Springsteen. Not a happy holiday. Annette Rogue, Matt Lauer's soon-to-be ex-wife, threw Matt out of her New York home on the Lower West Side in the Village and has hired a battery of 12 attorneys.
Whoa! Holy cow!
Telling friends that she wants to take every penny he has and is digging under every moment he's spent in the last 15 years and to shame him as much as possible in the process.
Wow.
What's that saying about a woman's scorn?
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the story about how they started dating? She was 24. She was 24 when they got married. Matt Lauer was 40. And she didn't like Matt Lauer so much on their first date that she tried to set him up with a girlfriend of hers. Yeah, that's a true story.
It is one of the oddest relationships in Hollywood history.
Yeah. Well, it's going to become a very expensive relationship.
And now she is, she's obsessed with getting him.
Man.
New laws from the coast of California, recreational pot will officially be legal New Year's Day.
Hey, you'll finally get the chance to try marijuana.
I know, I do. I look forward to it.
Wow.
Several hundred pot stores are opening at midnight New Year's Eve, but nobody really knows what the costs will be, the regulations, how big the turnout will be. Some people are predicting it's going to be a real mess. Other people say it's going to be a bomb. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out.
Far up. Yeah, you said it.
It's a trip, dude. It's a trip, dude.
I would think that New Year's Day would be the day you don't want to try to get in line for that. I just would imagine they'd be covered up with people.
If you read up on the whole movement out there in California, one of the unique things about it is that the state of California hired all these workers to all these regulators who are going to come in and make sure you're growing your plants right, doing the irrigation right, not stealing, and also none of the people that are out there that are like black market growers out there, none of them are going legit. They're all like, catch me if you can. You know, it's like there's only like been a couple hundred people apply for licenses when they thought there'd be thousands of people applying for licenses.
Well, I tell you what, so you know, strictly for medicinal purposes,
of course,
mm-hmm.
I've gone into the dispensary. And a couple of times, I've seen these guys like, long hair, far out, trimming, need, waiting in line, need, gets called into the dispensary, need, and like he goes over to the side, all on the meets with the manager, need, and he opens up these huge bags of pot, and the guy starts looking through it and measuring out and buying it from him. It's like, well, this obviously is not some state of California approved grower. It can't, not that guy.
Mike,
no way
I hope
in the world.
I hope you're enjoying laughing at those people. Those people are sick. It's a medical dispensary.
Yeah.
Okay, those people are sick.
Well,
medical condition.
I go in for pain, but I only go in for the CBD medication.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it does not have any THC in it. That's just
me. Yeah, because that's just not you, the THC.
No.
You're just not that guy.
No.
Right.
Do you know they make marijuana?
Have you ever had
wine?
Any cookies, homie? Have you ever had any cookies?
Yes. Hang on. What, Tim?
Mike, did you know they make marijuana-infused wine?
Why
yeah,
not?
They're making them in wine. They're also going to be in tacos.
There's no alcohol in the wine. I mean, that's the...
Well, you don't need alcohol.
Exactly.
There's going to be pot and tacos here in California beginning of the first.
I think it's going to be across the country
in
5 years. Mm-hmm. I do. I think every state in 5 years.
And I think it'll be just about as big as going to the liquor store.
Well, of course, in pies. Pot pie. We've all heard of it. Pot pie. Right?
It was good.
Is it chicken pot pie or marijuana pot pie?
It's a chicken and marijuana pot
marijuana,
pie.
That would be that would be redundant. Marijuana pot pie.
Exactly.
I think the Bible Belt will have a big problem with it. I think the southern state, like, you know, I moved back to St. Louis from Kentucky. Kentucky has like 140 counties. Right. Prohibition ended, what, 1917? Over half the counties never allowed alcohol sales.
They're still dry counties
right,
down there.
Exactly.
No, you're right. Those may be the last states, but I do believe eventually everybody it'll be available.
I agree. Anyway.
No.
Well, you made him twitch.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. In New York, there are 18 new laws that you must abide by and sign off on to get a walking dog license, but only 3 new laws to open up a child nursery care.
You have to have a license to walk your dog somewhere?
To be a dog walker.
Oh, okay. I got you.
18 new laws. Ridiculous. Celebrities and where they're going to be spending New Year's Eve. Miley Cyrus and her guy Liam Hemsworth and Helen Hunt and her daughter McKenna Lei, and that's McKenna L-E-I.
Thought you were going to say Helen Hunt and her brother Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Well, that's really dating yourself, homie.
Yeah. And it's still funny, though.
It's really
still
dating
funny
yourself on that one.
After all these years, still funny. After
You're
all the
going years. Way back, gang.
Still funny.
They'll be in Hawaii. And for the record, Helen Hunt, her daughter McKenna,
brother Mike,
Liam Hemsworth, and Miley Cyrus are all excellent surfers.
If I could have surgery and turn into somebody, and look like somebody else, that Hemsworth and either Chris,
like Ellen Hunt,
Chris or Liam, I'd like to walk out of the doctor's office looking like one of those guys.
Felt like Helen Hunt?
Yeah, like Helen Hunt.
There did there comedy.
Yeah, that is comedy.
Anyway,
no.
Chris Rock, Leonardo DiCaprio, P. Diddy. Are going to be in St. Bart's.
Tough life.
TV news, Celebrity Big Brother is coming in February. Don't know who's going to be in the house or keeping it a big secret, but the names I keep hearing include Tim Tebow, Tanya Harding, Snooki. She's cute, by the way.
Okay.
She is?
No, Tanya Harding is not.
No, Tanya Harding is not.
He gave her the boing. Oh. He gave Tanya.
Mike
the
Evans
boing.
Could say catcher's mitt, and Limey would go boing.
Daryl Strawberry.
Boing.
Macaulay Culkin.
Doesn't he live
Lamar
here?
Odom.
Doesn't Daryl Strawberry live here?
St. Charles.
Yeah.
You never hear anything locally about him being spotted, right? I mean, I know he lives here, but we never seem to hear.
He ran out of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Well. You know the big story about Strawberry.
What?
That broke last week. That Daryl Strawberry on a regular basis was having sex with women between innings. He'd come out from the outfield, and if he wasn't up in the, if he wasn't, you know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth up at bat, he would actually have sex in the tunnel with a woman, and then go back out, and then two or three innings later, would have sex with another woman.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I think it's good for him.
That's stamina.
Makes you wonder what happens when you go on a commercial break with the Frank Opinion Show.
Well, that's a secret.
He's the only athlete
that I've ever heard of who had a deferred salary. You know what a deferred salary is?
Yeah.
Signs a contract, he defers it for 20 years, and he actually sold it at auction. So you could actually, somebody bought Daryl Strawberry's salary, and I won't get the exact numbers here, but I'll be ballpark. So, like, let's say Daryl Strawberry had a 40-year contract with the Mets, right? And he played 10, he gets 30 years deferred. Let's say he gets $400,000 a year. Well, but you got to wait each year to get that $400,000. Right. Well, he actually sold that.
Like a lottery.
He
like
sold
winning a lottery
in
ticket.
An auction. Like, and somebody bought his $400,000 a year salary for the rest of his life for like $320,000 a year, but they don't.
That he could have the cash up front.
But they had to pay the whole 320 times the whole 20 years up front, and then they get that $400,000.
Well, I wouldn't take that gamble. Yeah. That, no. That's too risky.
Well, the Mets aren't going to go anywhere.
That's true.
Yeah, still. I just don't. It's like the lottery. I'll take that lump sum thing. I would go, okay, over 20 years, and then I'd hear the lottery's bankrupt after 8 years. I don't want to take the chance. Take it all up.
I agree with you on that. Anyway.
No. Mm-mm. Finally.
Anyway.
Finally.
And finally.
No, there it is.
Pop quiz team. How well do you remember 2017? Name the name of the person Taylor Swift gave a shout-out to during her halftime performance of the Super Bowl in February. Was it her mom, Donald Trump, or Ellen DeGeneres?
Boy, three completely different recipients of that shout-out. What do you think, Limey?
I'm going to say her mom.
I'm going to go Ellen.
And I'll say the most least likely candidate, but I think it's why Mike's asking this question. I'll say Donald Trump.
I agree. I'm also going to go Donald Trump.
The answer is her mom.
Just like Mike.
Okay. Mike's been on a roll here lately with that.
Yeah.
I know some stuff.
You're getting better.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting better with this. He likes, his favorites are, you dumbass, and, right. He found those two, and now he's locked on them. He'll gradually spread out.
This one is my newest one that I'm really trying to figure out a place for.
Shut up and take my money!
I want to figure out where I can
use the shut up part we could use all the
only
time.
Only if we're talking about a product.
Shut up and take my money. Nah, that you're not ever going to have.
You just have to edit that, take my money out. Just go, shut,
just go
up.
Shut up. And we use that every 5 seconds.
See, there's Adam Sandler does a great one I think would be great. Do you have to approve all these? Like, if I could send you a couple and you approve
shut
them?
Shut up!
It does work.
See?
Yeah. It does work.
How does that work, though, to add sound effects to the show? Did they go through the opinion approval process?
Nah. No? Just throw them out there.
Just throw them to Limey?
Yeah. Test them as we do them. Mike Evans was brought to you by Annie Guns, and right next door is the Smokehouse. They're both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They provided us with a very, very nice, and you know what? By the time you think about cooking and buying and stuff, it might cost a little more, but boy, sometimes it's really worth it just to pick the stuff up and have somebody else already have cooked it. Now, they're called Porch Pirates. That's the name they've given these knuckleheads that run up to your house and steal packages off your porch.
Would a porch monkey defer a porch pirate? Would they like make sure that the porch pirates don't get...
No, I don't think they can do much preventative anything. Now, there are people who won't know what a porch monkey is. Mm-hmm. Folks, you'll just have to Google it. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about this show. We make you think and wonder about things.
Right.
Porch pirates, it's a huge problem. And it's not going to end because today's the day after Christmas. People will still, and it'll get more and more and more, that they'll go online, they'll have stuff delivered, and there are people that watch houses in subdivisions especially, and they know when somebody's home, when somebody's not home, and who works, and they'll go up and grab it. Here's the good news. People are getting smart. And they're calling, I want to say, places like Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. I don't know how many places there are like Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, but I know in this part of the country, thank goodness we have them, and they're there for people who are smart enough to realize that this is not something you can do yourself unless you've been trained to do it. Yes, you can put in a doorbell with a camera and all that stuff. We're talking about the best of the best, the highest level of ultra-high definition security cameras so that you know when you want to take a look at what's going on at the warehouse or at the office or at home, boom, it'll come up and it'll be there. Then it will be captured on a DVR to show to the police. So if somebody's dumb enough after they see the Gateway Lock and security cameras to still go ahead and do what they were going to do, well, you're a stupid moron and you are caught. Gotcha. Crystal clear. They know how to do it. We don't. You want to go buy a box of cameras and a bunch of cable and wire? Go ahead. Good luck. The other thing they're doing a lot of is proximity cards and keyless entry. We're not far away, folks, from the end of the key. No keys to start cars is push button start now. No keys to get in the house. No keys to get anywhere. It's proximity cards and keyless entry. It's how we get in here at 590 with our proximity cards. You want to do it right? You want to have it done right? Gateway lock and security cameras. You can find out a whole lot more, and I hope you will go to their site, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
This is Martin Kilcoyne, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, KPNT HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. You know, the only thing worse than credit card debt is high interest rate credit card debt. The payments are made month after month, but the balances never come down. Great news.
Oh, well, that was rather abrupt. Hey, thank you for being with us today. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Cam Jansen, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville.